It's the start of a brand new week, and I've got something really, really, really bonkers that I learned this weekend at a party, Emma.
Come on, tell me.
If you hum while carrying a full glass or bowl of water, you won't spill it.
What? How come?
So, I'll do this real quick. I was at a kid's birthday party at the weekend with my son Dexter, right? It was our friend's child's fourth birthday party. And we were there, and they were doing all kinds of kids' games. Anyway, the mum, Charlotte, comes out with this bowl of water. Well, like, what's going on here? We don't do bobbing apples, do we? Well, seemingly you do. You can do all kinds of games. Anyway, they were doing a kind of take on bobbing things and getting them out of the water, right? Because the kids were four. Anyway, right. She's going through the house with this bowl of water, and she's going like this. And I'm like, do you have to do that while you're carrying that? Is that part of the thing? And she was like, if you do that, you won't spill it. And I was like, oh, come again. What are you talking about?
Did you have a go?
Well, yes.
I really want to try this now.
So this was something her nan had told her. And everybody was falling over themselves going, oh, come on, your nan's just told you a load of baloney like when you were a kid and you've believed it all your life. And she was like, well, you go from the kitchen to the garden, you try and carry this bowl of water, and if you hum, you won't spill it. And
Oh, my goodness.
I got to tell you, I was laughing with the best of them, but she was 100% right.
Right, I'll go and fill up a glass of water because I want to have a go in a minute when we
what
play
you
the
want
song.
Is it needs to be really full. If it's a small, like,
okay,
pint
right,
glass,
you fill it up.
It needs to be right to the top. If it's a big bowl, you know, and it sloshes around, it will also doesn't have to be as full, okay? Because, you know, obviously the
okay.
bigger the thing, right?
But right, so here's my glass.
Yes,
in
if
the,
you
in the
hum,
next songs.
And you've got to go, so are we going to do this in the next part of the show?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to carry out this experiment on the show. It's Tony and Emma. Now, if you've just tuned in, we're about to do something a little weird, but if you've been listening through the whole show so far, you'll know what we're up to. I was at a birthday party at the weekend, and the mum of the kid whose birthday it was carrying like a big washing up bowl full of water through her own house into the garden, and she was humming as she did so. And I said, what are you making all that noise for? And she said, if you hum when you carry a big bowl, a vessel of water, you won't spill it. My nan told me as a kid. And we all had a go, and she seemed to be right. So we're
okay,
going to
try
this.
Yeah.
Emma's going to give this a go on the show now. So this is a scientific experiment on Tony and Emma this morning. What have you got? Just describe what you've got for us.
Okay, right. So I've just got a big pint glass
filled
to the top with water.
Okay.
And I'm going to go from here, I'm going to walk over to you, and then I'm going to walk back again.
All right, okay, here we go.
I'm going to hum as we go. Is there any particular tune that I'm supposed to be humming?
No. Charlotte, who's the mum whose party I was at, made quite a noise, which is what got my attention for me to go, what the hell are you doing? So she was kind of
anything,
just going, like, you know, she's kind of humming like this, right? But I mean,
okay,
you do what you do.
Right, I've got it. And I'm holding it with one hand, by the way.
Right, okay.
Right,
and you've got to be walking as well. Right, go.
No, I'm going to. Right, I'm going to walk to you.
There you go. There you go.
I did it.
Well, you're right to the very end. You spilt a bit now laughing. But yeah, when she's carried it across, it was absolutely fine. I think everybody should try this at some point this week and let us know how you get on. You can get in touch in all the usual ways. We'd love to hear from you. This is Tony and Emma. It's Monday morning. It's the start of a brand new week and you've discovered Tony and Emma.
It's nearly the Easter holidays.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. And for most of us, this is a four-day week, which just makes it even more exciting, doesn't it? The holidays are coming. Perhaps you are going away. Perhaps you are staying home. Perhaps you just need some extra childcare because you've still got to go into work. Who knows? But I love a little holiday. I like a little breakaway. And I've seen something today, right? And I love this. Because do you know when you go on holiday and you just want the holiday to last a bit longer? You just wish you could go back to that memory of being on a hot, warm beach or camping somewhere or whatever that is. Well, now, it might be seen as tat, okay? But hang with me there. Because apparently, the fridge magnet that you get from the little souvenir shop down the road with your holiday memories is enough to boost your mood way after your trip has finished.
I 100,000,000% absolutely agree with this. My fridge is full of fridge magnets of places that me and the kids, well, my daughter's too old to go on holiday with her dad now, It's just too cool for school for that. But all the places we've been and me and Dexter go to, we've got a fridge match. Not even holidays, like places like the zoo or the space place we went up in Leicester. All places all over the country we've been, we get a fridge magnet, and I absolutely get that. I know what that feeling that you're talking about is when you go into the kitchen, you look at it and you go, oh, I remember that.
So research has found that souvenirs can help to protect memories and trigger positive emotional responses in you, which then enables you to remember that for longer. So the next time that I go on holiday, I'm just going to buy all of them. I'm going to cover my whole fridge from the top to the bottom in fridge magnets.
I've now worked out what's going on at my house, because I get to the fridge and go, all-inclusive bar, and then get another beer out. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning, it's Monday and you're listening to Tony and Emma.
It's not just any old Monday, it's the 25th of March today, and if my GCSE in maths confirms to be correct, which I did get a D in, by the way, today is the 85th day of 2024, the 85th day of the year. How about that?
The 85th day already.
I know more about the day, though, and I know this. If you were born on this day, you are most likely conceived the week of July 1st in the previous year.
Oh, that's when birds and bees are out in the summer, aren't they?
Your star sign is Aries and your birthstone is aquamarine.
Oh, nice.
So now you know.
But now I know, yeah. So if you are any of those things, that's great.
And if it is your birthday today, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's right.
85th day of the year. How many have we got left then? Anything?
280 days I make it.
Oh, 280 days.
That wasn't the GCSE in maths, by the way. That was the iPhone calculator.
Okay. Well, everything's got its purpose.
Absolutely. This is Tony and Emma.
I thought that I wasn't going to be able to make it here this morning, so I'm not going to lie. I am super excited that I am sat here looking at your little happy face.
What a happy little face I've got today.
And haven't you just? So I had a few car issues yesterday. Well, you know, because I voice noted you anyway.
Oh, I know. But I've got the Emma podcast on the car issues. Monkey! car! And I don't know anything about cars. I don't know. People keep asking me about cars. I don't know. Listen, I don't know. I can't help you.
I could have cried, Divin. I could have cried.
I nearly did. Listen to the voice notes. So, go on, explain what had happened.
You know you have coolant in your car. I now realise, along with the oil and other fluids, you're supposed to top up on a regular basis, or at least you're supposed to check it. I definitely should have done, and if you never have, please do. I saw my neighbour and I said, there's something wrong with my car. And he said, oh, you know, maybe it's the coolant. I was like, the what? The coolant. You know, it helps cool down the engine. I'm like, oh. Anyway, he lifts up the bonnet, shows me where the coolant goes.
And there was no coolant there, was there?
There wasn't any coolant there, no.
We all could have guessed this.
And to make matters worse, he was like, it's okay, we just screw some up and we'll get you some coolant out the garage and you put it in here and blah, blah, blah. But unfortunately, because it had got so hot, the plastic cap had melted to what keeps the coolant in the thing.
Brilliant.
And so there was no way we were getting this off. The whole thing had to come out. We then had to wash it all out, hoover it, and then put it back in, dry it back up, and then had to order a piece, and my neighbour had to drive me to the garage to go and pick up the new lid that it needed. And I have now had a lesson on how to fill up your coolant and why you never leave it to melt onto your car.
And next week, Emma's starting with Formula One. She's going to be doing the pit changes. It's going to be perfect. When they pull in to change the car tyres and all the other shenanigans that they do, it will be Emma. Emma there in a crash helmet. And that'll be the end of Formula One as we know it. This is Tony and Emma. It is Monday, and here's some shocking news I discovered over the weekend. And I learnt this eavesdropping a conversation. I'll just be straight honest about this. I was in a pub listening like you do. So I like going to the pub listening to what people are talking about. And I was like, ooh, when I heard this, what I'm about to share with you now.
Go on then.
And it was the landlord was talking to one of the other customers, and I was just sat there going, ooh, da, 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 ooh. And this is what I learned. 770 pub operators went bust last year.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Quite a lot, isn't
that's
it?
That's just not pubs, that's operators of pubs. So some of them could have like several pubs. Crazy, isn't it?
Oh no.
There are
that's
just 38,175 pubs left in the UK. I didn't hear that in the pub. I Googled it while I was sat there. And I was like,
oh, clever you.
How many pubs?
When you said that, though, I thought you were going to say, like, maybe the landlord was having an affair
with
the other lady that was sat behind the bar and things like that. That's kind of what he wanted to say.
It made me feel sad that all these pubs were closing. So I thought, I tell you what I'll do. I will help the pub trade. And I ordered another round of drinks that I wasn't going to have.
So not only have you spent some money in there, but you've also got in another round of drinks that you absolutely did not need.
Yeah. And I thought,
well done you.
I thought, I'm doing my bit, landlord. I'm doing my bit. Same again. So there we go. If you run a pub, we love you. Right, Emma, 90% of women agree with the statement I'm about to give you. You're a woman. Let's see whether you agree with the rest of them. All right,
go
so
on.
Here we go. 90% of women agree that they would never do this outside. Ah, okay. Well, what could it be?
Right, okay, I've got some guesses.
Okay.
I would never untuck my skirt from my pants outside in
this
front of
everyone. This is a family breakfast show.
I'm
breakfast
show. I'm just
saying,
sometimes it happens, okay? Sometimes,
so if you get your skirt tucked the wrong way,
yeah.
Okay, no, it's
you
not
can't
that.
Pluck it out in public. You just have to keep walking, pretend it never happened.
I'm pleased we know that's not it.
Yeah, okay. The other thing was, I'd never accidentally do a little windy pops. In front of people outside.
All right.
Because, that's just rude, isn't it?
Yeah, it's none of that. It's not underwear or windy pop related. Do you want to know what the answer is?
Go on then, yeah.
90% of women agree that they would never exercise outside.
What? Are you kidding? 90% of women? What 90% did they ask?
I wonder this, because opposite my house, I've got like a sports field. Well, I think it's just a field.
Yeah, and people do boot camp.
And there's at least twice a week, I hear this grunting and moaning going on when I'm upstairs, and I'm like, what's going on now? And I look out, and it's boot camp. And there'll be somebody with a tire above their head running up and down the field, and I'll be like,
it's really good.
I'm tired watching you from here. And there'll be the people with these big ropes, and I know when I look out, I should probably be over there with them.
I feel like they got the stats wrong. Maybe they meant 19, not 90.
But this is women agreeing with each other, right? So it's 90% of women agree.
Maybe they're lying to each
other. Yeah, they would never exercise outside.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's because they don't want their friend to come and join the boot camp. That's why.
What, and seeing them all?
Secretly, they don't like him.
I buy that. This is Tony and Emma. It's Monday morning. We're nearly done for another day, and our podcast was out over the weekend of all the best bits of last week's show. So if you're very busy first thing in the morning, you think, what did they get up to all week? Well, by all means, you can jump on wherever you get your podcast, type in Tony and Emma, and we will pop up, and you can hear all the best bits of last week's show, of which there were quite a lot of them, I thought, when I saw it go out yesterday or the day before.
The best thing about this is if you are someone who thinks, oh my goodness, I just lead a life of absolute calamity and chaos and disaster, trust me, if you listen to this podcast, you will not be alone, because that's all that goes on in our lives, isn't it, Tony?
And correct. You'll listen to it, and you won't feel so bad about your own life when you hear the disaster of the pair of us. Wherever you get your podcast, it could be Spotify, it could be Apple, any of those places, just type in Tony and Emma, or go to the radio station's website and it'll be there. They've put a link there for you as well. Right, we're back to do this all over again. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is Tony and Emma. Good morning. It's just gone 7. It's Tuesday, March 26th today. Right, Emma, what age do you think you officially have grown up by? I mean, this is going to be incorrect in both of our cases.
How old are you?
I'm 44.
Oh, 44. And I'm going to be 37 this year.
That's right.
Well, it's definitely later than that then, isn't it?
Mm.
I'm going to say 50. 50
no,
optimum age.
You'd be wrong. People do leave it late, according to research. But, however, the boffins have now decided that 32 is the age that you finally become an adult.
32?
Yes, 32 is the age that you remember to put the right bin out on the right day. You stick to one glass of wine with dinner. You keep house plants alive. You could pay bills on time. You never run out of loo roll. And you tut.
I'm failing on all of them so far that you've said.
And tutting at reality TV show is the final straw. Also, you think about taking a trip to a garden centre as a nice day out.
Oh, right. No, that one. That's the only tick that you read out that I think I could say,
yeah,
yes, I do that.
I share that too, but only to have the fried breakfast. It's nothing to do with the gardening element of going to the garden centre, because I've got a garden centre near me that does the banging breakfast. Don't worry about that gardening rubbish. You're not interested in that, but your food.
That's such a child thing to say.
Yeah, just show me to the sausages.
Okay, the sausages. Do you think we will ever grow up?
No, I ever do, it will be a sad day, mostly for me, because I'll be sat somewhere in the corner going, oh, damn, it got me.
Okay, right, we just keep drinking our Peter Pan juice and we'll be fine.
You call it whatever you like. This is Tony and Emma. Here's a question for you, Emma.
Because
you're on your phone a lot, right? I mean, I'm on my phone a lot too, but
yeah.
People with phones, you could say smartphones, but I'm not entirely sure. Not looking at the phone you've got. How many times do you reckon you unlock your phone on the average day?
That is a really good question.
I know. Somebody's carried out some research. And I've got that research, and I'm like, really? And I'm going to try and count it. But I'm just interested to see whether or not...
Maybe we should tally chart it.
Yeah, go on.
We can tally chart it.
What do you reckon yours is?
I think... it sounds really high, but I think it's about 30.
Oh, well, you are going to be shocked. People with smartphones, according to research, and this is the average... Right? So there's going to be people doing a lot more and obviously a lot less, but this is the bang in the middle number, kids,
then.
If you're doing your GCSE maths. Right? People with smartphones unlock their phone on average 110 times a day.
No!
Yes! 110
right, we've got to ditch
times a day.
That's so bad.
That's nuts.
That means that's how much you're looking at it as well, right? That's
yeah,
really
but you know
bad.
What's really made it easy is because on my, I don't know if you can do this, but I can look at my phone and it unlocks.
What?
I just look at
well,
the
you've
camera.
You've got magic eyes.
Yeah, I've got the face recognition thing. I look at it and it goes, "Whoa, it's you," and it unlocks and it shows. Look, it's done it now. Let me make
so
Paul's
text. So what if you had an identical twin?
Well, I don't know, but when
what
we had the COVID
that?
And we all wear the masks, it didn't work then, and everyone was going, "My phone's broken." It was like, "No, can't see your face, Wally." This is Tony and Emma. It's Tuesday morning. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast, and Emma is not happy.
No, I'm not. There is so much to do with AI at the moment. I've just read this other thing about them making some AI person, and it's not AI, and I don't understand it. And I don't like it. It reminds me of the film Terminator, when the whole world is beginning to be run by robots. And I feel like we're getting to that point. What happened to our world?
Yes, your toaster, your washing machine, they're all going to come for you soon. In fact, I know I'm only joking around here, but my friend Rob, his fridge is online, right?
What do you mean it's online? I don't get it.
His fridge can order food. It's got cameras and stuff. I don't know how it works, right? Because I'm not a nerd. It's got cameras and stuff in his fridge. And when he takes out stuff and they use it, it goes, the cheese is running low. And it orders more cheese. It's amazing, right?
But what if you know it's not? What if you don't want more cheese? Or what if you want a different cheese? The robot is controlling your life.
I'm a massive fan of ChatGPT and AI. Absolutely love it. AI is amazing, Emma.
I don't even know what this thing is you're talking about.
And that's why you don't like it.
I'm looking at you completely brain dead. I don't like it. No, I don't like it. What are you talking about?
For example, I could replace you with an AI now. It probably wouldn't be as funny.
No.
Right?
No. Don't even think about it.
Let's give this a shot.
I know what you're doing. Stop. Stop right there.
Right, let's mute Emma. Right, so Emma's... Nope, you're on mute. So Emma's on mute, and now AI Emma is going to finish this part of the show. AI Emma, it's over to you.
This is AI Emma. Thank you for listening to our show. We're here every single weekday. This is Tony and Emma.
There she is. She was much better than you.
She was rubbish. I don't like her. Get her off.
Will you have a go at saying Tony and Emma?
This is Tony and Emma.
I like the AI one better.
Good morning. It's Tony and Emma coming up to 8 o'clock. What you got for me?
Well, here's something that will blow your mind. There is £1.5 billion worth of unused exercise gear gathering dust in people's cupboards, under stairs, some in the loft, some in the spare room.
Mine's in the kitchen.
Yours is in the kitchen. Mine's at the dump.
Oh.
I tried to donate mine to the local charity shop, but apparently they don't take exercise equipment anymore. So I was like, well, it's already in the car, and I didn't fancy taking it all the way home again. So
what I want to know,
yeah.
Hang on, I'm going to pause you there. What was in your exercise equipment? Because I've known you for a long time, and I mean, in the nicest possible way, just getting you to walk up a flight of stairs is like the biggest mammoth task I can't remember
what it was called, right? But I'll describe it to you because it was off Shopping TV, which was, I don't know if you want, one of my friends runs a Shopping TV network, and I didn't buy this, right? So it's good. And I remember seeing it on there, and I texted him saying, that's what I need, because it's like exercising.
Okay, right, what was it?
I don't
Describe
know, it was like
it.
This thing, you stand on these little leg plates, and then you've got these handlebars.
And it shakes you.
No, and you just, and when you pull this arm, and that leg goes that way, and you pull that arm and that leg. So you're like moving your body, but you're...
Okay, right, you're describing Pinocchio.
Yeah, it was a bit like being a puppet.
Right, okay.
It was like you were skiing. Right, and it was like a glidey thing, right? And you were supposed to get, you know, nice and trim doing it. All the people on the Shopping TV, they looked like Adonises. They were doing it, right?
Right. You gave it the best part of 2 seconds. You looked like Pinocchio, and then you decided this isn't for me and got rid of it. Yeah.
I thought that's taking up some room in the spare room, which we don't need anymore. And it was basically became a clothes horse. So I'd all my clothes on it.
Oh, but that's good. It's like multiple uses.
But then my mate also runs Shopping TV, sent me a clothes horse that you plug in and it warms up and dries your clothes for you. So I thought,
much better. Yeah,
exactly. So I went to donate it to be a good, kind-hearted, generous citizen, but they didn't want it, so I took it up the dump. And the man at the dump thought it's Christmas. So anyway, I had this vision in my mind as I drove off. The next time I went to the dump, the man would be there in his high viz, gliding on me skiing thing. You're right, mate. Yeah, put it in the one with the cardboard. But he wasn't. This is Tony and Emma. Good morning. It's just after 8. It's Tuesday morning. It's Tony and Emma. And this is Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Right. You know how I kind of whirlwind my way through life and have done for the whole of my life.
Whirlwind, you might say. Careered, we'd use. But go on, carry on.
Well, I've taken up a new hobby because I kind of remind myself of the, well, my friends say I'm like the Duracell bunny, and I thought I just need to be calm just for a little while. I just need to just try and calm myself a little bit. So I've taken up a new hobby and I want to share it with you. I've even bought in one of the things from my new hobby to show you. Look at this.
Nope. What is this?
That's a picture of you. What? I've tried to paint you on this rock.
Please tell me you've not... On a rock?
Well, that's... Yeah, this is you. I know you look a bit like a potato. No. I know you look a bit like a potato head, but that's not. That's your ears. Look there. There's your glasses.
Where do you go? Is someone taking money off you for this?
Well, they did the first time, but
right.
I decided
I'm
that I didn't need to
immediately opening a business
back.
If there are people dumb enough to paint...
No, it was
rocks.
Nice. It was nice. And, you know, she welcomed me in.
I bet she did.
The group.
You were paying her.
And, yeah. I know, but when I left, I did feel calm. And look, now you can keep this forever and remember me. And I
Not
will feel calm.
Not only did she take
you
money
feel
off
calm.
You, she sent you off with a rock, which you painted.
Yes, I know. But look at it. I mean, there's you on that rock. It's special.
Who is this lady? I hope she's on Dragon's Den next week, because I tell you what, I'm in. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Emma, when do you think it's too old not to go on a bouncy castle?
You're never too old not to go on a bouncy castle.
That's what I think. But I was at a kids' party at the weekend, gone, and they had a bouncy castle, and I got there and went, bouncy castle! And kicked my shoes off, and you should have seen the horrified looks on all the other grown-ups' faces down this person's garden, careering towards the bouncy castle full of 4 to 5-year-olds.
Right, that's because, in the nicest possible way, and I can see it playing out in my mind right now, is you're running through, everything's in slow motion for you, it's all happy days, until you actually leap forward, jump on the bouncy castle, and their kids go flying 5 feet high in the air and get stuck in the surrounding trees.
No, the garden was a lot longer than it felt when I started running towards the bouncy castle.
Oh, right, okay.
By the time
Did
I got
pass
there,
out?
No, I was out of breath by the time I got there. I was like, kids, get off a minute. Yeah, by the time you got off, I'll get me breath back so I can have a bounce. That's it. Come on. All sit on the little mat here. There we go. Right. Here I go. And then I was
Woo-hoo!
On. Yeah, absolutely loved it. And then, of course, you know, the kid whose dad it was came over and he went, the bouncy castle's for the children. And I was like...
Yeah, and it's not insured if you pop it by bouncing.
Correct.
Thanks,
correct.
Mate. Get off.
They lose their deposit if one of the guests, you know, like the adults, goes on there and pops it. So I had a little bounce, but just before they packed it down, right at the end, they said, do you want to have a quick go? And I went, not now, no. And I just sat there with me cocktail
a
sausages.
Sulky face.
Yeah. That was me and my bouncy castle at the weekend. But I think they should rent them out, and you should be able to do kids' parties, but for adults, you know. Because I'm a big believer in this, that they should let adults go to soft play. And some of them do, but not many of them. And the laser shooting places, they should let adults go in there and go nuts. And that, you know, I remember when there was Kidzania, bless it, it's gone now, it's gone bust now. But Kidzania used to do adults only evenings. And they used to serve shots while you tried to do all the little jobs that the kids were doing. Brilliant fun, loved it all. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma at breakfast.
That's right. Emma, would you take a job in Antarctica where it is minus 49 degrees Celsius, right, for 28 grand?
What, for 28 grand? No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, they're looking for people to go and work in Antarctica. So British Antarctic Survey, right, that's a place where they've obviously got like a research station. They need to find some new people to keep it running smoothly, to provide top quality support for our scientific people. I mean, I'd be the last person you'd want to send there.
It's not for me. Let's be honest, Dibs. You know, sometimes when we come in here, there's the aircon, and the aircon also doubles up as the heater. And most of the time, I've got it whacked up to about 25 degrees. It's like
I'd be no good. You know when you get to the bit of the interview, in the job interview, they go, have you got any questions? And I would go, does Just Eat deliver here?
Yeah,
and
they would you'd be out.
No. And I'd be like, right, well, am I going to eat? And they were like, well, I mean, you'd have to probably go and catch fish or something, I imagine, you know, and cook your own. Yeah, oh, I'm out of here.
No.
28 grand, no thanks. So they're actually looking for, just in case anyone listening is interested, and you know, your ears prick up here, carpenters go to the top of the list, as do plumbers. Electricians, they go to the top of the list, and computer analysts, they're probably very important, aren't they, to look at the research.
Any of them. If you're any of those things, good luck to you. But, you know, it's really cold. I wouldn't advise it.
But 28 grand for minus 49 Celsius, I mean,
get out.
It's not for us, is it? This is Tony and Emma. Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. We're almost done for another day. You know what happened this week? I phoned Emma and I had a long conversation for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes. And then I discovered I wasn't actually talking to you, was I?
Who are you talking to?
Your daughter.
Oh, yes, this is true. Well, the thing was, is I was upstairs and she was going, Mum, Dibbin's on the phone. And I was like, yeah, just pick it up. It's fine.
So she did. And I got through and we're like, hello, monkey, because that's what we call each other. And I was telling her all about my day. And thank God I didn't tell her too much details about my day and what, you know, other things.
Yeah, that could have been really dangerous.
Right. And there it's almost indistinguishable now between you and your daughter. It's frightening how similar she sounds compared to you.
Well, I loved it because when I came back down the stairs, she sat there at the kitchen table, right, chatting away, her legs over the other one, you know, like proper little secretary, like chatting. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what's going on here? And when I took the phone, it was so funny. I wish we could have recorded it because your reaction was like, what is going on here?
Well,
the penny dropped.
It was surreal. It was a surreal moment. And I've got to be very careful now. Every time I'm going to ring you from now on, I'll be going, is it really you? I'll be
it's fine. If I ever don't feel very well, I'm just going to say, Eves, can you just do the show for me today, please?
I mean, folks, you'd have absolutely no idea. This is Tony and Evie.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. It's Wednesday morning. How are you?
It's the start of a brand new day. I'm very well. Thank you very much. Emma, what do you reckon the most watched thing on Disney Plus is ever?
Ever. Is it a Disney film or a series?
No, it's only been on there for 3 days at the point it became the most watched thing of all time on Disney Plus. So
give me a clue.
Singer, concert.
Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
That'll be the right answer. The Eras Tour by Taylor Swift has become the most watched film ever on Disney Plus in just 3 days of being on the platform. 4.6 million fans tuned in to watch the concert spectacular, adding 16 million hours of viewing time if you added them all up together. Isn't that nuts?
Wow, that is crazy. I've got an irrational hate for her, sorry.
So just
I'm so sorry. Like, I mean, I like her. I want to like her, but I don't.
Wow, in the spirit of women empowering other women, we'd like to hear more about why you don't like Taylor Swift. Come on.
No. Right, don't make me out to be mean, because no, I'm all up for her. Yes, well done, you've done really well, but there's something about her that I can't put my finger on that I feel isn't genuine, and I don't know why. Like I said, it's an irrational thing. I don't know. I'm pleased for her. She's doing great, and that is wonderful. And well done you, Taylor, but there's something about you that I just irrationally don't like. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, at least it was that way round, because if I'd have done that, we'd probably be fired again. This is Tony and Emma. Wednesday morning, it's Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know what I did the other day?
I'm going to need more of a clue, because you do crazy things every single day.
Oh, I took something else off of my list of things.
Is this your 40 things to do before your 40 bucket list?
Yeah. Do you want to know what I did?
Yeah, come on then.
Okay, I went in one of those big donut things and went down the dry slope.
Oh, did you?
How cool is that? Yeah, the Ringos.
Ringo.
It was so good. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Have you ever done it?
Nope.
It's amazing, right? So you get this massive blow up, like, it looks like a donut thing. And you basically have this little helmet on and you sit at the top of the slope and then they push you down and sometimes they whiz you around in a circle, so you're going around backwards and everything. It is so good.
I would love it though. I would absolutely love this.
It's amazing. If you've never done it, I think that like minimum age is like 6 or something, or you have to be like a certain height.
How did you get on?
All right. It was so cool. And there's, every now and again, they put these little tiny jets of water on. So you go down, you're getting a little bit splashed as well. It was like being at a water park on a water slide without actually having the like constant flow of water.
Amazing.
On a dry slope. It was amazing.
Maybe I should do a list of 50 things I should do before I'm 50.
Yes. What could we put on your list? Ringos. Right, so you've got to do the Ringos.
No, this isn't copy Emma's 40 and then add 10 other crazies.
Hot air balloon ride. I want to do that and no one will do it with me.
Not a chance you're going to get me in a hot air balloon or a bungee jump.
I need to tick it off of mine and no one will do it with me. So if we put it on yours, then it means you've got to do it.
I'm not doing it. What about a
ride a camel.
Star Wars movie marathon in a cinema. I'd love that. Just me renting a cinema on my own to watch all the Star Wars movies. What? No. And this is the difference between Emma and I. Welcome to Tony and Emma. It's Wednesday today, and that's right. We both know what day it is. Here's something. You might be a millennial. If you are, listen up. Or you might manage millennials. Or you might be a parent of a millennial.
Rewind. Stop.
What?
A what?
A millennial.
What's a millennial?
I reckon you're just outside of it, aren't you? You're kind of stuck.
What is a millennial?
Someone who was born in around the year 2000.
I was born in 1987. I'm miles off the 2000 mark. But I'm really pleased that my no wrinkled face is having that effect on you.
Right. There's something to do with it. I'm Generation X, I am. So we're the coolest generation of all times. I know mine.
X-rated or just X in general?
Both. But 7 in 10 millennials have no idea what a spirit level is for.
Millennials, a spirit level. That's the thing that measures the lines, right? With the bubble in it.
Okay, well, she knows what it is. What does it measure, though? Come on, what's it for?
It levels things out. So if the bubble's not in between the two lines, it's not level.
Correct.
Like so pictures and things.
You mustn't be a millennial in that case because you know what a spirit level is.
I was born in 1987.
Yeah, true. More than 1,000 people aged 24 to 35. You're close, you see. You're close. You've got to be up to 35 to be a millennial. Was shown a photo of one and asked what it was. 73% of them did not know what it was used to do. Had no idea. And the poll also found that 65% didn't recognise a hacksaw. 60% were baffled by a wrench, and the hammer and screwdriver were the only tools millennials could identify. I can identify a few more tools. Most of them work in the radio business. This is Tony and Emma. It's Wednesday morning. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Did you know, right? Apparently, we do 18 spontaneous things in a day.
I do 18 spontaneous things in an hour.
Well, that's because you've got ADHD. We've talked about that. I probably do as well, to be fair. But 18 things that are completely spontaneous in a whole day.
I've left my house before and bought a car.
Oh, my God. That's just off the scale spontaneous.
For absolutely no reason. Just gone, I'll have that car right there and just pass text my car. No, I had no intention. I didn't know I was going to do that day. I didn't need to change my car.
Did you keep it?
Of course. I'm quite a spontaneous person. I mean, I've been married twice and divorced twice.
Okay, right. So I'm wondering, what have you done this morning? Think outside the box here, but what have you done this morning that was completely spontaneous that you wouldn't normally do?
Oh, well, I cancelled it, but I almost ordered in a fried breakfast because I fancied a fried breakfast.
Oh, don't tell me things like that. Were you going to order me one as well?
No, but when I looked... The reason I cancelled it, I've now got obsessed with reviews. So previously, I didn't used to read reviews on things. I just went, I want that, bang, and I would order it. But now, I read all the reviews. And there was a lot of people, I won't name the place, obviously, but there's a lot of people going, I ordered this, it was late, the eggs were cold, the eggs manky, didn't like it. I thought, you know what, I can't risk it because a bad fried breakfast can ruin your day.
But you didn't do it, so you thought about it, but you didn't actually do it.
Well, had the people not slagged it off, I definitely would have ordered it.
Okay.
So blame everyone else.
I want to know this morning, what have you done today already that you wouldn't normally do? What's going to be one of your 18 spontaneous things?
All right, if you've been spontaneous already this morning, get in touch now. You can do that via WhatsApp 07706 300 565 is our WhatsApp number, or you can email direct studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. Your moments of spontaneity already this Wednesday morning. We'll talk more on this next at Tony and Emma.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. It's just after 8 o'clock, and this morning we are talking about those little spontaneous things that you might have already done today, because apparently we do 18 spontaneous things every single day. So Terry has WhatsApped us. He said, I slept on the left-hand side of the bed last night because my partner is away. I have never, ever done this before, but I absolutely loved it.
Oh, no.
Great, see, good for you.
I've been on my own for so long now. Sometimes I get in the bed and I go, I'm going that side tonight.
Yeah, is it nice? Is it a good feeling?
I just change it up a bit and then I go, oh, I don't like this side. And then I go back to my normal side. And if I stay in a hotel or I'm working away or I'm gigging or something, and then I have a different bed. So I've got this thing that I like to be on the side the door is on.
Oh, okay. So spontaneously then, next
yeah,
time,
I'll go the
tonight,
other side.
You could go the other side. Yeah.
Right.
Switch it up.
I've got one here from Steve. This is good. Steve says, I've gone to the garden centre for a fried breakfast. That was spontaneous. Thanks to you, Pear. Thank you, Steve.
Can you order me one next time, Steve, please?
Let me know if the eggs are manky. This is Tony and Emma. Wednesday morning, this is Tony and Emma at breakfast. It is great to be here.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited because it is nearly the Easter holidays. They are upon us. And get this, I have booked a solo mini holiday. What could go wrong?
This is going to be very interesting.
How exciting is this?
Emma's booked a solo holiday. Let me see if I can remember where. You did tell me this at the weekend. Oh, yes. You are going to Corfu.
Yes. I am getting on a plane on my own and I'm going off to Corfu for a little while and I'm already packed. Holiday preparations are in full swing. The only thing I haven't got is I'd quite like to get a fake tan or something because I am so white. I don't really want to turn up and be completely white. So I just wonder, is it just me that has these crazy holiday preparations and gets overexcited? Or do you reckon other people do it as well?
I'm not in your camp with this at all. I pack sometimes an hour before I go to the airport.
No!
Literally.
No! You got to plan your outfit.
No, I've even bought stuff before. I'm that guy that buys things at the airport because I've gone,
forgot
me swimmers and just bought swimmers. Yeah. If you've ever wondered why they sell suitcases at airports, it's for people like me.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, I could literally be very happy just buying a case at the airport and filling it with stuff that they sell at the airport. That'd do me. Yeah.
No, you've got to get prepared.
No, not at all. I'm not into it at all. But I understand that some people are very, very prepared for their holidays. And we'd love your holiday preparation routines and the things you like to prepare. So share them with us now on WhatsApp. 07706 300565. You might well live abroad and you might holiday back home in the UK, if you see what I mean. So what might you have to prepare to make a reverse trip back to see family and friends, if that's where you happen to be listening right now? Okay, so you can do that, or you can email studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. It's Wednesday morning, and we're talking on the show this morning about holiday preparations because Emma is taking herself away on her first solo holiday.
Oh, it's so exciting. I can't wait.
Corfu, lock up your waiters.
No, keep them out all night. Enough of that. Right. So we've had a couple of WhatsApps come in. Now, the only thing about this is people don't ever put their name and I can only see their number, not the name.
Right. But and it wouldn't be right to read out somebody's phone number on international radio, would it?
Would it? No. So whoever you are, I loved this. Thank you so much. Let's hear your preparations.
Hello. When I go on holiday, oh my goodness me, it's a real palaver. I do go for a bikini wax because you never know. Get those white legs out and it'll be all good.
Oh, those white legs.
Nobody wants white legs on display, especially hairy ones. Get that wax on the go, love.
This is Tony and Emma. Emma, we're going to find out now if you are officially old.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
So let's say you're coming around someone's house, maybe my house, maybe somebody else's house, maybe one of your mates' houses. You're going around someone's house.
Okay.
Do you take your slippers with you?
No.
Okay, then you're officially not old. That is a sign of being elderly. Old.
Right, the thing is my daughter, who is 10, is someone who does this, which is why I think it's really funny.
But she's way mature,
she's
above 10. Her years, your daughter.
Yeah. She is, but yeah, she loves her pink fluffy slippers. So if we're going somewhere, she takes them.
Also saying the phrase, in my day, if you ever say the phrase, in my day, that's another indicator that you're old.
Okay.
And another one is groaning if you bend down. So if you bend down to pick something up, or you maybe get your shoes or something, and you go, "Oh, that's another one that's done it."
I'm not in that old crew yet. Then
other things to look out for include developing a you're on it now. Developing a list of things to do. That's you. That is with
no.
your.
I've been on there for years.
That's
for
bucket,
that one.
By the way. Bucket list of things she wants to do. 40 things before she's 40. So you're guilty of that one.
Oh, okay.
Taking a flask of tea anywhere.
Oh, look, I've got it on the desk.
That's also you. And falling asleep in front of the telly.
Oh,
that's,
I don't watch a lot of TV.
That's
so
me.
I can bounce out of that.
I was watching on one of the digital channels, all the, you know, where they rerun loads of episodes of Death in Paradise, right? Because it's my favourite TV show ever. And I was watching a whole day of Death in Paradise the other weekend. I had a Death in Paradise day. It's one of my favourite things to do, right? And I dozed off because I've seen them all about 300 times. I dozed off and woke up again. I thought, what's Jason Manford doing here? He weren't here a minute ago. And then I realised an hour had gone by. It's a different episode.
No.
Different episode. Yeah, so that, I'm guilty of that one. Look, that's us. Have a wonderful Wednesday. This is Tony and Emma.